Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Look, I know this is weird. I've had everything that you have that's fresh. Give me your oldest, coldest, most stale thing you have.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty well. Interested in your food order here. We've had some fun cases on here in the last week and a half with cryptocurrency and meth raccoons, and excited to see what you got for us today.
Well, don't get too excited. I'm really going to flip the switch here. This is a more serious True Crime to Go, so no meth smoking raccoons today. No diamonds are being swallowed and contained in your prison wallet for up to 2 weeks. So this one's going to be a little bit more serious, and I apologize up front.
All good, man. It's a really good story. It needs to be told. Get us rolling.
Today we're going to be talking about a case that has been a mystery for a long time, and that is from Douglas, Georgia. That is where a 2006 murder has resurfaced after nearly two decades with new developments. So on the morning of September 20th, 2006, 39-year-old Doris Worrell was found shot and killed inside John's Sports Park. This was a family business that she co-owned with her husband, John Worrell, there in Douglas, Georgia. Now, John reported that he had left the business around 9:40 a.m. He left to go run some errands, and this left Doris behind in the restaurant to clean. And upon his arrival back at the restaurant at 11:15 a.m., he discovered her dead body and called the police.
Initially, investigators thought this was probably a botched robbery, some kind of retaliation with a business motive, maybe, as Doris had previously banned some people from coming into their establishment. In the early stages of this investigation, there were two employees of the sports park that were arrested and charged with conspiracy to murder Doris. However, due to insufficient evidence, the charges were dropped, and they were never filed again. And one of these individuals has since passed away. And after that, the case went cold, leaving Doris's family and the community without answers for years.
Little by little, with time passing, investigators were able to uncover that John and Doris were experiencing some marital issues. There was a significant factor in their relationship that drove a wedge between them, and that was their live-in nanny, Paula Yarberry. Authorities believe that John feared losing custody of his children if he pursued a divorce, because he had a thing for the live-in nanny and he did not want to lose custody of his kids. So instead of pursuing a divorce, this led him to allegedly orchestrate and plan to have his wife murdered.
Why is that people's logical next step once they rule out divorce, or once they think divorce might not be a bad idea or might not be the right idea? It never ceases to amaze me. After Doris was killed, John relocated to Florida and then to Costa Rica, where he and Yarberry were seen together. Although they denied any romantic involvement between the two of them, they ended up raising the children together as if they were one big family. Yarberry had been deported to Venezuela due to immigration issues before she and John reunited in Costa Rica.
In recent years, John and Yarberry ended their relationship and John returned to the United States. Investigators decided to revisit the case and traveled to Costa Rica. You know, they say a woman scorned, right? If these two have had issues, maybe she's willing to talk about John a little bit more. And that's where Yarberry provided crucial information that contributed to John's arrest. So on May 20th of 2025, just a couple of weeks ago, John Worrell, who's now 58 years old, was arrested at his home in Maryville, Missouri, and charged with malice murder, felony murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and aggravated battery in connection with his wife's death.
Doris's sister, Leanne Tuggle, expressed gratitude to law enforcement for being persistent on this case, and remembered that Doris was a valued member of a family and a kind person, and that she deserved justice. Her sister noted that she was kind to everyone, including allowing Yarberry to stay with the family when she was a teenager, which ultimately is what led to Doris's death. Coffee County Sheriff Fred Cole emphasized that the case was never forgotten, saying, "Justice delayed is still justice." The case really just shows that even sometimes when you think a case is not being worked, it is. And police continue to follow through. And there's more to come from this case. John was just arrested a couple weeks ago, so I hope we get to find out if he hired this out, who did it, and will they be held accountable? So much more information to come, but this is one to keep your eye out on as you peruse the social media world of doom-scrolling crime stories.
I'm thankful that the police continued to look in on this case. I mean, it sounds like they had a suspicion that John was involved when they found out that, yes, he did leave Georgia to move to Florida, then Costa Rica, and then all over the place with this woman, the live-in nanny. So when they realized they were no longer together, they seized that opportunity to go talk to her, and hey, that broke the case. So kudos to them. I know it took a long time. Family, of course, would have wanted to see this closed and done a lot sooner, but just relentless work there. And you only have one shot to make a case and to have it stick. So unfortunately that required them to wait this one out.
Yeah. Much more to come with this one. Also interested to see what happens with Yarberry, as she of course gave police this crucial information, but she obviously knew about it before. So even though she's out of the country, is she going to potentially be held accountable? Is she going to be a key witness? I think both are on the table, and we'll let you know. But for now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.